Welcome to the Lady Up America podcast. I'm Diane Canada, your host. So glad you're here today. Thanks for tuning in. Ladies, today it is Thursday. It is April 25th. And our topic today is it always gets worse before it gets better. Be right back. Lady up around this house. Lady up around this town. Victory on the battle. Okay, so I want to just start off right away by saying it is going to get better. One way or the other, it's going to get better. I always want to remind you that we are operating from a place of victory, not defeat. I know that it looks dire. I know when you watch the news this week and you see all of this stuff going on college campuses and you see pro-terror chants going on, doomed to America, death to America, when you see them actually saying things like, I am Hamas. I mean, we need to take it seriously. I don't think we need to just brush it off like it's a bunch of kids, because people are indoctrinated. We've had people here infiltrating our university systems for decades. Clearly, it's all manifesting now. But let's keep our eyes on Jesus, okay? Do not sit and marinate on that all day long. It will send you into a downward spiral. What we have to do is keep our eyes on Jesus. And how does that look like? What does that mean at the practical level? Be aware of what's going on. Be ready to talk about what's going on as we kind of formulate our responses here on this podcast and in the Lady Up America app. Yes, you need to be ready to talk about these things in an intelligent and informed way. But what you don't need to do is sit and marinate on it all day. Because when we keep our eyes on Jesus, we already know how this ends. We know Jesus is on the throne. None of this is happening without his permission, as horrific as it is, that it's all going to be used for good. And that it always gets worse before it gets better. But that's the case, is it gets better. So I just think it's important for us to step back for a second and get a little bit of perspective, just kind of zoom out to the nosebleeds for a second. And let's watch what's happening in our country. Y'all, the progressive Democrats have overplayed their hand so much. Even moderate Democrats are fleeing this party. They realize that it is out of control. Most people, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, most intelligent, normal, law-abiding American citizens do not want this chaos. And most of them stand with Israel, and most of them remember the Holocaust, and they do not need an Act Two of the Holocaust. So all of this anti-Semitism against Jews and all this is not okay with the American people. It is not. You've got a radical fringe, a radical few that are driving all of this. And we are seeing the pushback now on both. I mean, even if you turn over and look at other newscasts, like people who hold opposing views, typically you look at a lot of these other news stations that maybe you don't normally go to. I like to go check them out sometimes and just hear what they're saying, because I think we need to understand all angles of this so that we can talk from an informed place. But even those places, y'all, they're admitting on camera how out of control this is and how wrong this is. I mean, you have people that are hardcore liberal, and they are coming out publicly and saying this is not okay. All right, so I think we need to look at this as an opportunity. All right, don't look at this from a place of doom and gloom. This is an opportunity, because there's never been a better time in our modern history, in our generation. It's never been a better time to win people to our values. Never been a better time. This is like ripe fruit, y'all, ready to be picked. We have such an opportunity right now to win people to the conservative party, to the Republican party. It is not about a party affiliation. Let me just say this, because I say this a lot when I talk personally with women, but I want to share this with you. I have to say that we're driving people to the Republican polls because we can win people to God's values. We can win their hearts on an issue. But if it doesn't translate into votes, then we have more of this playing out on the national and on the world stage. More of this to come in the next 4 years. We have to turn out in massive numbers in November in order to literally overthrow this administration, get them, evict them, fire them, get them out of office and replace it back with some sanity. God uses imperfect people. Trump is not a perfect person, but God can use him to restore order back into our country again and to get us back to those load-bearing walls. I always talk about the 7 founding values of our country, those load-bearing walls that, I mean, people are swinging at, not even with hammers anymore. They're swinging at them with bats now. I mean, our rule of law, peace through strength, fiscal responsibility, limited government. I mean, you just go down the line of all those load-bearing walls that we always talk about here. And I mean, they are literally swinging at them with bats now, not even hammers. Sledgehammers. It's like they've got sledgehammers in their hands trying to knock down our load-bearing walls, trying to completely let the roof cave in of America. It's mass chaos. I love it when Biden gets on and he says, you know, if we elect Donald Trump again, we're going to have mass chaos. What the heck do we have now? I mean, it does not get more chaotic. Literally, countries are on fire. Wars are breaking out everywhere. In our country, we have literally people scared to go to class. We have crime on our streets. We have an open border and millions of people pouring across it that we don't even know who they are or where they're from. I'll tell you something too about that. What I'm hearing is that they may come from a country that's extremely dangerous to us, dangerous ideology that they hold, hatred toward America. They'll go through a place like Venezuela and get a fake ID, and then they'll come to us from Venezuela and tell us they're from Venezuela, and they're not. Y'all, we have no idea who's here. We have no idea. And this administration, in my opinion, I mean, what they have done to our country is an abomination. I mean, it is just unbelievable, the millions and millions and millions of people that have poured in here. This administration, I don't think an administration could possibly fail more unless it was intentional. And this is what I think. A lot of this is so intentional. And all of this weaponization of the DOJ against Trump, I mean, y'all, it is mass chaos. So there is nothing. We have nowhere to go from here but up. Right? But what I'm telling you is that they have overplayed their hands so much that it is an opportune time now for us to show up with these techniques, to show up with our housekeeping step in order. We've cleaned up our own house. We are walking out that fruit of the Spirit. We understand that God is our source and He is our refuge, not anything in this world. But we're walking that out. We're bringing peace into every room that we come into. All these things I talk about in the book. And please get the book if you haven't got it already, by the way. Lady Up America, you can get it on the website. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at any major bookstore online. But Lady Up America, get that book. And you'll, if you don't know what I'm talking about right now, if you're new, all this will make a lot more sense. But we've got 3 steps to influence. Housekeeping, where all the stuff I'm talking about, we got to clean up our own house before we can influence anybody. Number 2, we've got to entertain someone else's view of the world, especially when you don't agree with it. But it's that leaning in step and that building trust and being a curious listener and saying, I really want to understand where you're coming from. Because when you start to ask them to explain where they're coming from, a lot of times they'll debunk themselves because they really don't have much foundation for what they're standing on. And it sort of starts to give way underneath them. And you're not standing there with a pointing finger going, ah, gotcha. It's not about that. It's about you being a safe space for them to realize that. And then you come in with your 3rd step, which is gardening. And this is where you have the opportunity to plant seeds and to guide them toward their own bloom, right? To their own aha moment, where you are so profoundly wise in the way you approach this, that you're dropping these incredibly well-crafted lingering questions that stop them in their tracks, make them go, oh, I never thought about it like that. And then you guide them to their own aha moment where they just kind of have a, oh my gosh. You know, when people see things for themselves and they transform from the inside out, that is the only real transformation. That is a super, super powerful place for them to see the world differently. and you're just the guide. You're the Yoda helping them get there. So all these techniques that we talk about in the book and in the app, this is our opportunity to apply them, you guys. This is not meant for the radical left, these techniques. It's not meant for those people. It's not meant for the ones camped out on the college campus today. This is meant for all the people in the middle that are looking at this and going, this is nuts. Like, this is crazy. It's for those people. And you encounter them all day, every day. So it's your opportunity to win them. So I say this is a good thing, even though it's not good in the moment. This is good for the long run because Americans are mortified by what's happening in our country. They are mortified. And it's our opportunity to go, I know, right? And for us to find some common ground and win them to our 7 load-bearing walls, to conservative values. Because they're seeing what happens when their policies play out to their logical conclusion. We see what happens when all of these policies are gutted. You look at peace through strength. The government's number one job is to keep us safe, to secure our borders, to make us a moral compass on the world stage, for us to be, for our children and our communities, our neighborhoods, our sidewalks, for those to be safe. This has just broken down with all of the illegals coming across, with the relaxed policies that prosecutors are throwing out, or the relaxed laws around criminals, and they're just letting them back out on the streets. People are, I saw a video, if y'all saw this, a woman walking up to her church, walking up the steps of her church and about to unlock the door and go into her church. And this guy comes out of nowhere and knocks her completely back, you know, off of the stairs. And she's severely injured. I mean, these are the kinds of things that are going on our city streets right now. And these people are just walking around free. Yeah, I mean, there's so much, so many areas where this government has failed us under peace through strength. And then we look at all the other, those 6 other load-bearing walls. Every single one of them, this administration has failed us miserably in. Human dignity. I mean, oh my gosh, don't even get me started. So what I'm saying is this is a good thing. It always gets worse before it gets better because now it is demanding a response from the American people. We can't ride the fence anymore. We can't sort of be neutral anymore. We can't pretend we're not seeing it because it's on our doorstep now. People are forced to pick a side now. And it's not even about Republican, Democrat at this point. It's good and evil. Are you on the side of good? And I'm not saying that all Republicans are good or that everybody, but for the foreseeable future, we have a 2-party system. And for the foreseeable future, one party is for good, 7 founding values, load-bearing walls, all that. And the other party is for pure evil. It is evil what this progressive party is doing to our country with the open border, with all of this pro-terror. I don't even call them protests. I mean, y'all, these are like demonstrations. I actually heard them saying, I am Hamas. Can you imagine an atrocity like what happened to poor Israel happening here on American soil? This is what you're ushering in if you're voting Democrat. Okay. We see all of the criminal things I just talked about. We see the abortion and infanticide. I mean, the abortion just breaks my heart. We see all the child trafficking that's happening, all the fentanyl coming across our, but y'all, it is pure evil. All this trans stuff, the over-sexualization of our kids, all this woke stuff, y'all, it is an attack on God's creation. It is the enemy in his full regalia launching a massive attack on God's creation, which is us children. We are made in the image of God. Children are nearest and dearest to God's heart. It is a full-blown attack. It is a spiritual battleground that we're on, not a political one. And it is a spiritual one between good and evil at this point. So people have to pick a side. If you can't stay neutral, if you stay neutral, you just kind of automatically fall into that Democrat side because you've got to proactively at this point claim that you're on the side of good, and it's got to translate to the polls. So I say embrace this moment, you guys. Look at it as an opportunity. This is our chance to show up in our friend groups, in our neighborhoods, in our at our kitchen tables, armed with the techniques out of this Lady Up America movement. This is our stage, y'all. It's our time to shine. It's our time to rise and shine. There's never been a better time to win these folks, to win them, because they too see the chaos and they don't like it. So they're very vulnerable right now, in a good way, to hearing what we have to say. And this is where we have to show up and we have to say it well. We can't say it from a place of fear and anger. We have to say it knowing we're already operating from victory. Ask God to give you the words. I always say this, don't try to do this on your own. Before you have that conversation, and right when you're sitting in front of that person and you're about to open your mouth, God, give me the words. God, give me the words, and He will show up for you. He will do it. He will give you the right words. But this is our time. It's going to get worse before it gets better, but it's going to get better in one way or the other. Because I'm really wondering, y'all, like I think we've got one of three scenarios coming. I'm looking to the skies every day because I think number one scenario is Jesus is coming any minute. I mean, I really believe that. I think we're in the end stage of the end times, and we know we're in the season. God said, you'll never know the hour or the day, but you'll know the season. And we're in that season for sure. So many prophecies that have been fulfilled now, that, and the spirit of Antichrist is unleashed on our country right now. We see it. There's no other explanation for the anti-Semitism, the absolute hatred toward God's chosen people, which will extend to Christians very shortly, coming to a theater near you. Okay, so we're next. All right, so I think this Antichrist is in full, I mean, he is just running rampant now. And God said in the end times that would happen. So there's so many things that I've been studying this a lot, and there's so many things. So I think scenario number one is Jesus is coming any day. If he doesn't come soon, I think we're going to have some kind of a massive terrorist attack on our country. I think it's going to make 9/11 look like child's play with all the millions and millions of illegals that we have here that hate us. I hope I'm wrong, and I am certainly not ushering that in, but it's just common sense. And even the FBI and people like this are sounding the alarm and warning. So I think that's scenario number two. And if that happens, it'll send us into a complete, even more chaos than we're in now. Or number three, I think there's going to be some kind of an attempt on Trump's life, and they're going to make darn sure he doesn't get in there. They're going to try. So we need to pray for him every day for his safety and the safety of his family and his children. But that's what I think we're looking at. I'm going to swing for the rafters, because if Jesus does come back, I want him to catch us at the plate swinging, right? We don't need to be in the dugout biting our nails and scared and fearful. God says we don't have a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. So we're going to keep showing up in these conversations with pure peace, knowing that God is on the throne. We are operating from a place of victory. No matter what happens to this earth, it is sinking sand. Ultimately, our eyes need to be on eternity. All right, but at this point, it's about a spiritual battle, and we need to try to be as helpful to God as we possibly can at this point. It's winning people to our values, winning them to the polls, winning souls, I think is the only thing that matters in this day and time. Just winning people to God. And we have to be walking that out. We have to be walking that out ourselves if we hope to attract anyone to it. So don't, when you look at this news, please don't marinate on it all day. Put it on for an hour or so. Get caught up on what's going on. Stay informed, or go skim, you know, trusted news outlets. But don't marinate on it. Spend more time in your Bible than you are in front of the news right now. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Ask him to give you help. Confess your fear. Confess your anger. Ask him to give you the words. Ask him to tell you what to do next. Apply these techniques. You've got a lot of people that you encounter every day that you have influence with. So use that influence, wield that influence, and win them to our values. Make sure they're registered to vote. Make sure they plan to vote in November. Win them to the values and then win them to the polls. And y'all, at this point, just keep your eyes and your hearts on eternal things, because it will get worse before it gets better, but it is going to get better, whether we see that in our nation or whether Jesus comes and we see that in eternity, but it is going to get better. Okay. It's going to have to get a little worse before it gets better, but it is going to get better. And this is our time to rise and shine. All right. Let me pray for you. Father God, I thank you so much that we are operating from a place of victory, Lord. We have the victory in you, Jesus. You already conquered death. You conquered this world. You said to us that in this world, we would have trouble and tribulation and all of these things, but to cheer up because you've overcome the world. So Lord, help us when it seems impossible to do, help us to cheer up. Help us to know that the joy of the Lord is our strength and to walk in that. Lord, help us do that in this crazy, chaotic world that we're in. You understand crazy, chaotic worlds. You, when you came here, you lived among it. You understand how vile people can be. But Lord, you also came to show us what victory looks like. And we just walk in your promises today, Lord. We thank you. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. We're operating from a place of victory, ladies. Victory on the battleground. We claim it now. All right, you can do it. Have a great weekend. I'm headed to a Christian conference this weekend. It's all about culture and Christianity at World Outreach Church. We have Kaylee McEnany coming in and Eric Metaxas and Ali Beth Stuckey, Kirk Cameron. All these people are going to be there. So I'm going to soak up and learn for y'all. And then I'm going to come back and share with you guys what I learned. We're just going to keep growing together. This is all a work in progress. So I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and I will see you back here on Monday. Mwah. Lady up.